You got to go home.
You were suspended for 6 weeks.
Yeah.
Did you kill a kid?
Almost. No, I brought a knife to school.
What?
Yeah. So I stole a knife from Target.
How old are you?
17.
You're
maybe
a dick.
16 or 17. No, why?
It's too old.
Why is that too old?
It's too old to get
to
away
steal?
With it. You're past driving age. You should have some responsibility. you were a kid that I hoped the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles beat up when you became a foot soldier. That behavior, Brendan, I'm going to tell you this
in
right
a half shell.
Yeah, Brendan, I'm going to tell you this right now. That's foot soldier behavior, and you're better than that. Shredder could come along and recruit you.
What was the last
you.
Thing you stole?
Like candy when I was a kid.
You candy when you were a kid is the last thing you stole ever.
Ah, shit.
Yeah. Here we go. How about music?
I had a dark period in my late 20s where I was real broke, and I think I stole some stuff then.
Yeah.
But I don't
We're all like Aladdin, you know?
Yeah.
Okay. One jump ahead of the me stealing that 70s show complete first season on DVD from Target. One jump ahead of the...
I love you get caught because you're singing. Excuse me, son, were you just singing Aladdin as you put that DVD into your jacket?
I'm sitting in the Target jail. Riff raff, street rat.
We both get caught together and I'm just doing different impressions. And they're like, is this your genie? Well, I wish he'd hang himself. I'm coming back going, oh, he stole. Yo. Only three more wishes. It's just two mentally ill men.
I used
as
to steal from Target all the time, and I would take, I don't know what the statue.
What was your biggest score?
My biggest score were like complete seasons on DVD.
Can you imagine no one steals media
there
now?
There was like, yeah, I know. There was like,
well, you do just with someone's password.
Well, what I would do is, so you'd go to the baby aisle.
Sure.
And they have like big boxes and you can kind of make a fort. Like if you just like, you know, went into where the big boxes were, you can kind of get in the middle of the big boxes. Like, and you
know, big boxes kind of like at Target. There's also bikes in boxes.
Exactly. So I would go in the middle of these
in your own
boxes.
Little world.
Yeah, and I would go into this
a
like
whole new the whole thing's Aladdin's score. Yeah. So, I go, fuck it, Sagalos really is a musical.
Employee is walking by, but it's muffled because I'm in the
yeah. I swear to God, B, there's someone singing in the walls. Dude that works at Target. Going crazy, B. Someone's fucking in there.
Well, I would open the DVD cases and I would take out the CDs and I'd put the CDs in my pocket.
Brilliant, because the anti-theft stuff is on the box.
They don't put it on the CD.
All right, I'm going to admit something to you.
Here we go.
I think statute of limitations has passed.
I killed
a kid. I watched him drown. I could have helped him. Listen, the song in the air tonight's based on me. He says it's about a divorce. It's really about me watching a kid drown. PlayStation 2, when it first came out, it's like every time there's a new video game system,
yeah,
the first ones that come out are always wonky, or like there's a couple that are wonky because they're like figuring it out. PlayStation 2 would break down a lot. A lot of people don't remember that. When it first came out in 01 or like 2000 or 01.
Right. Where you'd turn it on and you'd pray. You'd be like.
And sometimes it would just corrupt file and it couldn't play because it was like a DVD player. It
right.
was like the first time we had all that shit on one. I spent my own money that I earned.
All
working
right.
at Yaya's as a busboy, but I drove up to a GameStop in Boulder because you couldn't find them. And I called around. You used to call GameStops, yeah. And I called when I found it. So I got a PS2, loved it, was playing Madden. It died, but then PlayStation 2 became like kind of everywhere.
Yeah.
You could get them everywhere. Target had them. So my friend, and I won't reveal his name,
this
he's
is
a good
me
buddy.
Being Jack Nicholson in Anger Management. I know exactly where this is going.
So my buddy was like, well, there's a barcode on the bottom of your PlayStation 2 that they scan when you buy it
yeah.
to make sure it's the same unit. He goes, here's what you do. You buy a PlayStation 2.
Dude.
You bring it home. I can help you get the
cut
barcode.
To you fucking with a
razor blade and a lighter.
Like Frank Abagnale Jr.
It's catch me if you can. Shit. For real, catch me if you can. Thing. And then I flew
Call
a plane.
Hand ratty.
And then I crashed a plane. I was a child pilot and I crashed. So he told me you buy the PlayStation 2, you take the barcode off it, with just using a lighter and a razor blade, which we did. Crazy easy. Take the broken PlayStation, take its barcode, put it on the new one, take the old barcode, the one you bought from Target, put it on the broken PlayStation, take it back to Target. Take it back to Target, get your money back if you pay cash.
Oh.
So just replace the PlayStation.
Wait, I think I got lost in that. Yeah, you'd return it and then return get your the
broken
money back?
One. You return the broken one with
why
the
do you have to cut off the razor? Like, why do you have to cut off the barcode? Because
they scan the barcode when you bring it back to make sure it's the same PlayStation.
Oh, all right.
So when you buy it, they scan the barcode on the PlayStation.
Right.
When you bring it back, they scan the barcode on the PlayStation. Not on the box, on the actual PlayStation. There was like a hole in the box.
Yes.
That went to the unit, to the actual console.
Yes.
You take that barcode, switch it with the broken one, keep the new one with the broken one barcode. Broken one has the new one's barcode.
Oh,
I thought
okay.
you were a thief. I could work through this score with this anybody. I'm up over here doing inside man shit. Go back to stealing fruit, carpet bagger.
I only steal what I can't afford.
Yeah.
And that's everything.
Go sing your gay songs and steal your fruit.
Yeah, dude, cut to Aladdin being like put in a real situation.
Yeah, here
like,
he goes.
We're doing the LaFonza heist.
Aladdin and the LaFonza heist is so funny. Oh, we're going to do it. Hey, this kid don't stop singing. I'm going to fucking pull one in the back of his head.
He's got a new vest on. What did I say? Take it back.
They tell me you got a monkey. This monkey.
Now, my mom got it for us for a wedding gift. Yeah. I don't care how you got it. Take it back.
Oh, I'm his genie. Hey, someone do something about the purple queer. The blue guy. Yeah, that was the last time I stole.
That's huge, though. That's like grand larceny.
Is that?
Kind of. I mean,
is this going to be the podcast that takes me down like the guy that killed Tupac? Isn't it crazy? A podcast took down the killer of Tupac.
Why? What did he do?
He was on a podcast talking about how he killed Tupac.
It's like, yeah, killed Tupac.
Which, anyways,
you got any plugs?
Check my TikTok.
Wait. So what happened? He admitted to it or something?
He just talked about it a bunch.
And they, why would he do that?
Because he was the either father or uncle of the trigger man. The guy that actually pulled the trigger, and he's like, yeah, I was in the car. And then he said, Diddy offered him money to kill Suge Knight or Pac, like multiple times, I think like three times. And then now he's like in jail, and he did the thing where he goes, no, get me out of jail. I didn't want to be in jail.
That's so funny, dude. The people be like, it was a podcast. I'm riffing.
That's like
if
Steve Ranazzisi would have been kidnapped by Al-Qaeda. Where he goes, no, I wasn't in the towers. I have no intel on that. They're like, you have been talking to people about 9/11. I am a brother of one of the lucky 13, as we call them.
What's the name of the pilot or one of them? One of them was what was the name of the
Sullivan?
Guy?
The guy that landed in the river?
Sullivan did 9/11.
I have a crazy theory. I can open that closet and show you a corkboard that's going to blow your tits off.
Dude, I did you see that movie?
No.
Sully Sullivan movie?
It was about a guy that landed in a river.
Yeah.
I remember being here for it. When I found out they were making it a movie with Tom Hanks, it felt like...
It was awful.
A 30 Rock joke.
Yeah. Yeah, it was awful. And at one point, they had this line in it where he goes like... He says something where he's like, says something like, you know, this is the first time in a long time that something good has happened, especially with planes in New York. Like, Jesus. He says something like that, and then he like walks out of the hotel room that he was in. It was really weird. And I was sitting with, we like turned to each other, we're like, was that a 9/11? They had to mention.
Just to touch on it. We understand how blessed we are that I didn't have a man with a box cutter coming at me. Because I had a bird with a toad, not a guy willing to die to meet God.
Yeah, from the bird side of the story, this is a tragedy.
I always wonder if there's like in sad situations where, now follow me.
I'm with you.
I wonder sometimes in these really sad situations if there is someone that is suicidal, so that they're just like, phew, look at that, like it worked out.
What do you mean?
Like, I was going to kill myself, but this guy's going to do it for me.
Yeah.
Bang. Two birds, one stone.
Pretty easy.
Yeah, my wife just left me. I thought I was going to die. But like, I think about that with the dinosaurs. If they're ever like, when the meteor was coming, they're like, thank God.
Yeah.
I'm a giant lizard with a fucking 70-foot neck.
I can't even itch my fucking...
I've wanted to scratch.
I have a scratch on the back of my neck.
That's why T-Rex
so
are so mad. They're like, I can't itch. And then that meteor's coming to Earth and they're like, my God.
It goes, and all you hear is,
The collective sigh. Gas was oils is them pleasantly pissing themselves because they got to die.
I think if I was really suicidal, I would put myself in a lot of situations where I could be a hero.
Yeah, where the upside is high risk, high reward.
High risk, high reward, right?
And then maybe it makes you want to live.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, you save a kid in a burning building, or, you know, you're a man without a face.
Right.
You know, either or. You're either...
Those weird eyes that
the
Mel Gibson victims have.
Remember how hot... Mel Gibson was so hot that he goes, I'm going to do a movie where I'm a freak.
See,
and
hot.
Ladies still want to fuck me.
I really think that actors do that, where they're like, where can I push... to where people might get the ick from me, or where they're like, ah, oh, Jesus Christ, he's still so fucking hot.
Yeah, I know. He goes, I'm sleeping in a bear. Yeah, he goes, I'm gonna play a pedophile.
He's so goddamn hot. It's kind of hot.
You're talking about your TikTok algorithm now is just young kids shitting on Joe Coy's opening monologue.
Oh yeah, and it makes me so furious.
Yeah, because people, I understand when people are sick of stand-up. I understand when people hate when we talk about it, where we elevate it or put it on a pedestal, because I hate that shit.
Do you?
Yeah. So well, I've done it enough.
The pedestal thing I get, but like talking about it?
Well, I like talking about comedy, but I feel we've reached the point now. It's publicly been done enough.
Right.
Let's take it back to being like in the car ride to the comedy club.
Right, at the comedy club.
Backstage. We can talk about the... Because there are people that like it. There's enough of it out there.
Yeah, yeah. Too much.
Yeah. What I was saying is the thing I hate as a comic is when you see a teenager and they're not wrong, but they just go like, it's just their face over a video of you.
Yeah, like the hovering face.
Yeah, the ghost
of
face.
Just a picture of Joe Coy.
Oh,
see, I hate this.
This guy sucks. Okay, he makes this joke and then look at Taylor Swift's face.
Yeah, I just hate it because it's like, especially, and this might be just the ingrained hatred for women that I have some fucking reason.
I like that you acknowledge it. That's the first step in the right way.
Alan.
It's like, of course, you hate women.
You hate women. What are you going to do? Work on it.
What?
So he's also going like this.
Dude, we were talking about our therapist falls asleep sometimes while he's talking
and
to you.
And you can't even be mad.
And as a comic, as a people pleaser, more importantly than a comic, I don't want to bomb with Alan. So I just lie about stuff where I'll be like, and I'll be like, and then my stepdad sucked my dick. He's like, what?
finally.
Oh, no, I'm just getting good stuff.
Oh, sorry. I was talking about a dream I had.
Oh, no, never mind. You know what?
Fuck.
Anyways.
Oh, fuck. Jesus Christ.
Puts his hands back on his chest. He's like, back to sleep. But your therapist, fucking bombing for your therapist sucks.
The worst feeling in the world.
But
dude.
The opposite of bombing for your therapist is making them cry.
Which I've never done.
That's a standing O.
I've never made him cry, and
I got him twice.
Damn, dude.
I got
people
two.
Get him, and I just don't. I think
you gotta bring it.
I bring it.
You bring it. I think you're telling him a bunch of Aladdin stories and not really getting to your deep-seated hatred of women.
Yeah, I go, and then he said, I'll show you how snake-like I can be. Yeah, and then he turned into a snake.
This is the fourth time we've broke down Aladdin. Can we at least do Pocahontas?
What's really going on?
Why not Mulan?
No, he's never cried. I don't want to, but I've also never cried to him.
What?
Yeah.
Am I a pussy?
No, I hold it in.
You never let it go?
No.
You have to poop. You have to emotionally poop that bad.
I do that thing where I go, I like look up. I'll go like, yeah, so, and then.
Well, like you're giving a speech? Sometimes I let it go. First session, I let it go.
No, first session?
First session. I'm a slut.
That's
I'm
crazy.
A cry slut.
Yeah, you're easy,
I'll
dude.
Give it to this is the moment. And then I leave and I go, hey, you want to do it again?
No,
I could go again. I got
no
a lot
way.
Of tears.
I just can't. I don't know. I can't. I can't see myself crying in front of him. And I don't.
That's the whole reason you pay him.
To cry?
Yeah.
I pay him to.
If I cry in front of another man, I'm going to have to fight him. But I pay him to keep my secrets of why I cried.
I could barely
Only
cry.
You know the reason, Alan. He goes, get your finger out of my face.
Every time I cry, I end up laughing at myself for crying.
You like, go, what is this? You do that?
Dude, that's exactly
where
what it is.
You're holding two tissues and you go, what am I even doing?
weird. I can't believe I'm fucking crying. This is stupid.
You have cute girl in a movie cry?
I don't even know what I'm doing. Why am I doing this? It'll get me, though. I've been watching Boy Meets World.
What?
I know.
That makes you pop? You're a sick fuck.
There are some things that are like, you know.
What, Feeny? Mr. Feeny?
No.
I love a teacher that really lays it down.
when like Sean Hunter is like, you know. There's a scene where he's like,
he's a good older brother.
He's like, what?
Wait, I don't know. I jumped her out.
There's like a scene that got me where he gets drunk. Apparently they like, I didn't realize how much of like a jumping the shark this show does. Like, okay. Especially with like the, he's got a half brother that comes out of nowhere in the fifth season and love all that stuff.
Brady Bunch was the first one to do that where they brought Cousin Oliver in.
Dude,
you just bring a
so
Leonardo
weird.
DiCaprio was the young
Growing Pains.
In Growing Pains.
But he was just like a young orphan kid.
They always do that.
I know.
Non-blood.
I know. And he goes, so there's a whole episode where he like, he goes, hey, I got this letter. Out of the fucking blue.
Yeah.
He got this letter and he goes, he's like, opens it up and he's like, he goes, my mom's not my real mom. Dude.
And that got you?
No.
Okay.
What got me was he goes, I'm going to try and find my mom. And the whole episode, he's trying to find his mom. And then he eventually doesn't find her. And he's like, he gets drunk and shows up to the Matthews home. And he's like, and then he sits on the couch and he's like, such a fucking idiot. No one will ever love me. And he goes, stop complaining. I hate you. And I was like, that's me. I was
damn.
Like, oh, that's what got me. Him going, stop complaining. I hate you.
Damn, you're Scotty from Boogie Nights.
I've never seen Boogie Nights.
What?
No.
Dude, there is a scene with Philip Seymour Hoffman.
Yeah.
That just, that story alone, you're telling me, you are going to relate to the part where he tries to kiss Mark Wahlberg more than anything.
Actually,
sometimes the way you look at me, it's just, I don't know, I'm a fucking idiot.
Dude, I watched Boogie Nights and then I fell asleep right at the part with the gun in the bathroom or something like
that. Yeah, little Bill, when he blows his brains out after his wife is caught fucking a dude again.
Yeah.
So, mind closing the door?
That's when I, Jesus Christ, yeah. Man.
Watch Boogie
crazy.
Nights. I hope you're enjoying the episode. Which episode is this? God only knows. This is a generic promo. I'm on the road, February 3rd, New York Comedy Club in Stamford. February 4th, The Funny Bone in Hartford. February 17th, I am at The Wilbur in Boston. There are two shows. First show sold out. Second show, tickets are available. DanSoder.com. And then Cleveland, Hilarities, February 22nd through the 24th. All at DanSoder.com. Let's get back to that episode. What a barn burner.
I try not to have that reaction when people say that they haven't seen a movie that I'm like, because my whole life has been being like, you haven't watched 8 Mile or something like that.
But
so I try not to have that.
If it's in my top five, I'll react like
that.
Is in
your top five?
I would go as far as to say is because of how much I've watched it and how I like everything about it. It's my favorite movie. I think Boogie Nights is my favorite movie.
That's such a hilarious.
It makes me laugh. It's super crazy at times. It's sad. It's like got everything.
Mm-hmm.
That would be my movie review of Boogie Nights.
That is a very funny way to describe why something is your favorite, just by like saying it, why it's so obviously your favorite. Like, why is it your favorite? Because I love
good,
it so much and I've watched it so much
and I love it. But it's a movie where like Pulp Fiction and Boogie Nights were movies that I'd like, it's comfort food, like you put it on and you watch it and then there's just like a bunch of ridiculous scenes that are very funny.
Well, that's why I'm watching Boy Meets World, because it's comfort food. And you
I know, get it
going through a breakup and I got this cat that fucking hates my guts.
Really?
So like that's so depressing, dude. Yeah, I didn't tell you this.
No.
I got this free cat. I should have got a kitten that I could groom.
Yeah.
You know? Like a pedophile.
Oh yeah, let's watch some of these terms. You've been dropping some hints that this might be
he's,
evidence.
He's been doing this the whole time. He's been dropping hints the whole time.
Mr. Soder, this is Detective Wilmore with the NYPD. I don't know if you realize the situation that happened with one Brendan Sagalo, but we have it here right now that he's on your podcast called Soder. You named it after yourself.
Here.
Okay. Well, I'm going to need to get all the raw footage if possible.
Do the hilarious.
The victim's family.
The detective going, so you have a podcast you named after yourself.
Huh. High opinion,
not
huh?
Very creative, I'd say.
I don't know if I would have done
you
that.
Go, well, you know, it's easy to
remember.
Well,
I was going to call it, like, what was I going to call it? Like, couching it or like hanging
couching
out?
It.
He goes, yeah.
Yeah, I don't know.
All right, Mark Maron. Yeah, anyways,
I'm not the podcaster. You are, but I'm just saying.
Know. Never seen your stuff. I'm more of a Rife guy. Anyways, says here, Mr. Sagalo bragged about bodies that he was going to turn into, quote, his trophies.
Hey, man, what do you do for a living? I'm a detective with the NYPD.
I'm going to need to talk to you after your set. You guys ever run out the back door? So you like boy? I get liking Boy Meets World.
That but is
your
my...
comfort food thing is completely understandable. I didn't know you were doing that. I thought you were just jumping into the Boy Meets World.
Yeah.
Series.
Well, I used to watch that show a lot as a kid, so that's my comfort shit. So yeah. I'm like watching it as comforting, and this fucking cat it's just so depressing, dude.
Why does the cat?
Because it's like a rescue, and it literally, it's just walking by, and it's like so scary. And
take it back.
I can't take it back. What am I going to take?
Let
it
out
back?
On the streets.
Yeah, you go. Ugh.
You've seen enough cartoons. That thing will be singing and dancing for its food. Just keep your Disney brain going.
No, I have this thing where I'm like, this needs to work out. I need this to work out.
It's an animal. It can't be reprogrammed. I mean, does it
I mean,
like
it's
anybody?
A little less than 8 years. No, not really. It doesn't like anybody.
Doesn't like
but
anybody.
When the lady was sending me videos of him. He was out and about and let her walk right up to him and all this stuff. And
just because he probably trusts her.
Yeah.
You just got to get that trust. How long have you had him?
Since December 16th. December 16th is when I.
That's not even a month.
I know, which is what I keep telling my fucking self.
Oh, but I thought you had this thing for like a year.
No.
I thought you were just in a lose-lose situation where
no.
I was like, Brendan, get rid of that cat.
I know, but no. I've had it. But it's like, what else do I do? And I'm like, I'm starting to get. I'm starting to get mad.
Yeah. You're like, yeah, you want to eat today? Well, not today, you little fuck. You're going to Joe Jackson that thing and beat it until it's talented. What are you going to
do? Do, 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 do. It's.
All right. You like playing it? You go.
I play the piano.
The food. Give it little pieces of food. I go, dude, Sagalo is a complicated man. All this theft with singing. What's the biggest thing you stole?
Your heart.
Oh, I remember that.
I remember those days.
Did you ever steal something so big?
What's the biggest thing I've stolen?
That you felt really bad about?
There's something. There is something that I'm like. Because
there's times where you steal big
like,
stuff and you're
this
like.
This is huge.
That PlayStation 2, I did feel bad for about a week.
That's big. That's like a.
Yeah, but then I just went on a run on a season in Madden and
right.
You're like, well.
You're also thinking like, it's Sony. Like.
Yeah. I'm all for big companies.
Yeah. Yeah,
not like, the little man. I wouldn't do that to a mom and pop video game store.
No, but I did. Yeah.
Places with good insurance, I feel.
I got to tell you, I don't think I like mom and pop stuff anymore.
Why?
They got attitudes.
Well, they can because they own it.
I don't like that.
You want them to be beholden to you.
I want them to be like big business. I complain. They send me a free thing or whatever.
Yeah, but they're a mom and pop. They can't afford that big thing.
Yeah. So.
So that's so your problem is they
like
can't
them.
Afford to pay you off when you're a little prissy bitch.
Yeah.
You go, give me stuff. There you go. That's not really how this works.
We really can't give you anything.
Honestly, we're in the red. We go more.
I had other reasons.
Damn, you were absolutely a kid that Wonka would have killed.
Oh, yeah. I was Augustus Gloop in the tube.
You would have died. There's a chance I would have made it to the end.
I don't know. You get nothing.
Yeah.
You lose.
That's when I would have attacked him. I go, Mr. Walker, you've never been to divorce court.
Charlie Bucket.
I'm gonna fly over this bench like that black dude did in Philly. Or where was he? Where he flew at the judge?
Yeah.
I'm gonna do that to Wonka if he fucking tells me. You lose.
It's all there, clear as crystal, black as white. You drank the fizzy lifting drink.
Yeah. I was like, dude, we're in an elevator going to space.
Dude, there's
you're about to get your shit rocked.
You know there's like a whole website dedicated to why Grandpa Joe is a piece of shit.
He is. He fakes. So when we were in, Katie right. was just on Celebrity Jeopardy. When we were there for that, Charlie and the Chocolate Factory, the original one came on and we got stoned in the hotel room and watched it. And we were like, this is dark.
Yeah.
This is way darker than I remember it being, but it's also way better of a film.
It's the best. Yeah.
People have regular teeth.
Oh, that's great.
People look like people in their mid-30s look like they're in their 50s,
yeah,
which was comforting when you were a kid. Yeah. There was a wide margin of difference between adults and children. We were like, well, Grandpa Joe could have been 50 or 80.
Yeah.
I wouldn't have known.
Well, the Charlie Bucket, the guy who played Charlie Bucket, is like a vet now, in like a farmer. He like
just went back. He's impregnating sheep with his fist.
Dude,
he goes, you know, funny story about Gene Wilder, relax. And he goes, there it is. And he brings it out. He goes, there, so he's just shaking
there
it off.
There it is. It's so funny.
He goes, yeah. And Gene Wilder, we stopped talking right before he died.
The girl who played Veruca Salt.
Yeah.
hold on.
Funny story.
Come
about
on,
her.
Come on.
She
girl.
Actually ate some of the chocolate that wasn't meant to be.
I saw the new Wonka in theaters.
With Timothy Shimley?
Yeah, Timothy Shimley.
Was it how?
It was awful.
Worse.
At one point, they say bussy in it, though. There's like a scene where, and I was seeing it with somebody again, and we just turned to each other like, there's a scene where he first gets to whatever this island is.
Chocolate Island.
And he has a little treat that, like, when you eat it, it makes you fly, and then it'll come out of you. And he goes, it comes out of you. And they're like, is this going to shoot out of our bussies? Sincerely. And nobody mentioned it. Nobody, like, it's never, I looked it up online. No one's even.
The question I was going to ask is, was bussy an old term that came back to mean something new?
Boy pussy? Was boy pussy an old term?
Willy Wonka's got a bussy, dude.
False gone 7 years ago.
And that's why he fucking rolled. He wanted to wipe off his bussy on the carpet when he was opening the factory. Yeah. Is it bad enough that you're like, why did you make this movie?
Yeah. Well, because I'm looking at it and I'm going, this isn't a Willy Wonka movie. Like, this isn't an origin story.
It wasn't.
It is, but it's like, at the end, he gets the factory and he makes the factory. And it's like, no, why start with the factory? Start with making the factory. And
what
kind
of labor laws do you have?
Yeah.
Are the Oompa Loompas unionized? What does that look like?
Well, the Oompa Loompa was Hugh Grant, too.
But so how are there more, though?
Well, it's a whole island of Oompa Loompas.
Infestation?
And it's an infestation of... We don't
They're
like
not to use
the
good
words.
Ones. You gotta hit Trumpisms with Oompa Loompas. And they're not sending their best.
And Oompa Loompa said to me, he comes up to me, tears in his eyes. Yeah. And he says...
Dude, there's no way old Brits would have been down with little orange men, even if they made candy. I'm sorry, you are a what now? An Oompa Loompa.
Oompa Loompa.
Well, I worked for the East Indian Trading Company. I buckled several native villages. I don't know who you are. Are you a pygmy?
Your hair's quite green.
Yeah. I'll turn you into mush. At the end, does he go, do they do the thing where they like, sorry, there's a fire in our building, but we're still recording. That's how much we care about you guys. We'll die in a fire as long as
we start talking more.
Start fading.
We're like, oh, yeah, I'm so fucking.
Yeah, yeah. Do you guys ever go to
an axe?
You guys ever go to medieval times?
I love medieval. Fire alarm.
Podcasters die podcasting.
Local nobodies.
We didn't even get our plugs in.
Yeah.
We couldn't tell you where they were going to be because the podcast ended mid-episode. But was there ever the, we love when there's a line in a biopic where they go like...
Dude, biopics suck.
Yeah, where they say either the name of the band or the song.
They go, wait a minute. This is a Queens of the Stone Age. It just doesn't make
any
sense.
Or they go like, the thing Katie and I always say around here is we go, that's it. That's the song. Because they did that in the Aretha Franklin movie where she's like, can I get a little R-S-P-E-C-T?
And they go, that's crazy.
That's the song.
That's crazy.
By the way, Otis Redding wrote Respect, I'm pretty sure. So it's funny that that's even in the movie where you're like, that's made up.
Dude, it's so funny to me that like, especially with rap biopics where
Tupac,
these rappers cannot
All Eyes on Me is
be,
great.
Be honest.
I got
all
these eyes on me.
They have to make it this like aggrandizing, yeah, kind of like this big thing.
We've broke them down. We broke down every rap biopic on the Bonfire.
Notorious is the worst one. Because it's like right before he dies, he's like, I got everything figured out.
Yeah. Oh, that's it. I just gotta go be a good dad.
I'm gonna call my daughter. And I'm gonna call my open them a regular.
Baby. Yeah, it sucks.
Dude.
My biopic, awful. My last line would be like, huh, all those voices. And it was my own that mattered the most.
Every step you take.
And for years, he was rapping, but he never rhymed his heart with what he truly wanted. You always think about your biopic ending, about turning off the lights on that last scene.
I have no idea what that would be.
I don't know.
Just looking back.
But you did it. Doing a prequel of Willy Wonka is pretty wild, because nobody
asked for it. Nobody wants Timothée Chalamet to be the guy. It's
this
like,
is so hot that they're like,
I know,
putting them in everything.
Yeah, like nobody wants. It's a hard role to even play, because
we're gonna redo Hoosiers.
And even Gene Wilder was like, when the Johnny Depp one came out, he was like, this sucks. He's like an old guy being like, I hate everything about this.
He did.
There's an interview where he's like, I hate this.
Gene Wilder rules.
Why would you do this?
Gene Wilder was the best.
Yeah, dude.
He really was. If Gene Wilder shit on something I did, I'd be like, I'm retiring.
The first naked lady I ever saw outside of my mom's own tits.
Mm.
Oh.
And that's the reason we brought you here. We got a scale of soft to raging hard. Judge your mom's tits. You're like, oh, welcome to the Oedipus Complex podcast. You want to fuck your mom and kill your dad.
That's why you asked me to do this. That's why you asked me to cut to me in the bushes like.
How did you know? Now I can be so honest. But you're saying Gene Wilder was the first naked lady you saw?
No, the first naked lady I saw was in that movie with him and Richard Pryor.
Which one?
The See No Evil.
See No Evil.
See No Evil.
Hear No Evil. See No Evil.
Or whatever that one is.
Yeah.
Is that what it is? What's it
called?
Yeah,
then there's Any Which Way But.
I don't know. Whatever naked. There was a naked lady full frontal.
I feel bad that I didn't get that. I used to watch those all the time. Any Which Way But.
When you're blue and you don't know where to go to, why don't you go where fashion seats?
You know what? We're just going to edit that whole part out, because I don't
All right.
I don't think there is a movie called that. I swear. Silver Streak is what I was thinking about.
Well, whatever, there was a
son of a
naked lady
bitch
in one of them. That's the first naked lady I ever saw.
Really?
Yeah. I came down when my parents, my parents were watching it on TV.
And you were like, oh.
And I would like sit at the top of the stairs. Very cliche.
Sitting at the top of the stairs? It's cliche because it happened to so many people.
Yeah.
My mom was on a date. And they rented Terminator, the original Terminator, which was like, at the time, Terminator 2 wasn't out. It wasn't like this box office action movie. Terminator itself was kind of like a sci-fi horror movie. So yeah, like adults watched it. It wasn't T2 with all the merchandising and all that shit.
Right,
it was
right,
like Terminator
right.
was like, oh, this is kind of a scary movie.
Yeah.
And we went to the video store that day, and I got to rent like a video game and a wrestling tape. And she rented Terminator. I remember, like, I was like, you guys are gonna watch Terminator? And my dad let me, when I'd visit my dad, he'd let me watch rated R movies all the time. My mom was like, you're
That's
not watching
awesome.
A rated R movie. She's like, I was like 7 or 8. She's like, you're not watching a rated R movie. And I told her I was gonna go upstairs and play with my toys in my room. And then I sat at the top of the stairs where I could see the TV. And when Arnold punches through the guy's stomach, I went, oh! And my mom was like, what the fuck? And I was like, oh!
Dude, that's awesome.
And I was so hyped for Terminator. I think it's in my top five. Terminator 2.
Wow.
Comfort food. Complete comfort
Whoa,
food.
Oh, really?
Love the entire franchise. I'll watch Terminator Genesis if I have to.
I don't think
Dark
I have
Fate.
A, I don't think I have a comfort storm. Movie.
I love the Jurassic Park and the Terminator universe. I'm very, I
oh,
like
maybe
all
Jurassic
of it.
Park.
And
yeah.
It's all shit.
Yeah.
After the first one, it's Terminator so, 1 and 2 are good.
It's so funny when you go back to a movie that you loved and you're like, oh God, this is bad.
Dude, when Katie and I first started dating, we still do love watching terrible movies, but there's a wrestling movie called No Holds Barred starring Hulk Hogan. And it's really bad. WWF.
Is he? He's like the lead.
It's about him. He plays a wrestler. It's not even named Hulk Hogan. His name's Rip. I would watch
Rip Rogan.
Dude, Rip Rogan. Rip Boobin. He I would watch that movie with you.
I would watch that movie.
Horrible.
You should do like a side Patreon-y kind of thing.
Not even a Patreon. I might as well just do a bonus episode where we watch. Where you film us watching it, and then you can time it up where you can play us watching it to the movie. Yeah, we might as well try that.
Yeah, it's worth it.
They used to do that. The Mystery Science Theater 3000 guys would do that.
Yeah.
Where you could download the audio, and then at a time you hit play on Titanic. I did that where I watched Titanic with their audio. It's really fucking funny.
I haven't seen Titanic in its fullness.
Oh, you should watch it. But then you should watch it with the Mystery Science Theater. You can download it on iTunes.
Dude, I kind of like the Mystery Science thing, but I also laugh at someone actually like watching the Mystery Science thing and kind of being annoyed that they're talking.
Shut up. Hey.
What is this?
Get back to Santa versus the Martians.
It's just, dude, like they say something. It's like, yeah, it's a movie.
Yeah, what do you want them to do? It was in the 50s. They had no special effects.
Dude, just somebody.
A guy taking the air out of Mystery Science Theater. Will you guys shut up? Also, who sits in the front row? What are you, hurting your neck?
Right. Taking the air out of the Mystery Science Theater. There you go. Hey,
bro, that's not a robot. That's a guy voicing it. Tom Servo is not a robot.
Those are puppets.
I love that shit, dude. Fucked with Mystery Science Theater.
Well, because it's like your friends. It's like sitting around with your friends and being kind of like a podcast. Making fun of it. Yeah.
Because they would make fun of us. But we'll just take their idea and we'll watch.
Or we'll call it
Mystery. Clever clever math. But the movie, I don't know. I wasn't going to finish
it. You couldn't even finish it.
I didn't want to. It died on the vine.
There was one more word.
I went, you know when you take a bite and you go, no.
Clever math.
You know when you're brave enough to take the bite, but then you're like, you just put it out on a napkin.
Oh, yeah. I'm a texture guy.
I'm like, I don't like this. This tastes weird.
I go, my mom's hands. All right. Spit it out.
It's embarrassing.
Scraping it off your tongue with your teeth.
How many times as a 40-year-old man, I've gone, I don't like it.
Put it in your pocket.
But Katie and I put on No Holds Barred because I was like, this movie sucks.
Yeah.
And I got real high before we watched it. And we were at my old apartment in Queens, and it was like a sectional couch, and she was in the corner of the couch, and I fell asleep blocking her in. So I just fell asleep and she couldn't get out to change the movie and I had to watch this Hulk Hogan movie. She woke me up. I was like, what happened? She's like, you've been asleep for like an hour.
Why didn't she just wake you up to be like, hey, I want to change
dating.
This. Oh,
I think it was maybe a month into us dating.
Dude, I did that with my last girlfriend. She was like, have you ever seen Midsommar? And I went, no, and I have this like thing with gory shit. And I heard it's really gory and all that stuff or whatever. I heard it's fucked up.
Yeah.
And I faint at things that are like fucked up.
Like you a know? Goat?
Yeah. I play dead. I go,
Sagal the thing. Shut up, Sagal. Brendan, wake up. You get caught stealing. You get caught stealing a target. What are you doing behind those? Yeah, dude. So you faint?
I'm sweating. Yeah. That's so funny. Yeah. So she fell asleep immediately and the movie, and it's the same situation where I was like, I had my thing up back up against the wall and she's sleeping there and I'm just watching it. And also she snored. So, but her snoring wasn't like, there was no rhythm to it. It was just every once in a while she'd be like,
oh no, the worst part of snoring?
Yeah, yeah. It would be
the
like
whiplash where you get ripped back to life. Dude, Big J. Yeah. Big J does an act out of someone snoring and he says it's them dying 50 times in the night. So they go, oh, thank God. It's so funny, dude.
And that's exactly it. It's like every time she, it's like waking up from or just getting concussed.
Yeah,
was like
where am I?
Boom! Like
I get that every time I'm on the road. I take a nap when I get to the hotel, and that is always the first reaction I have is fear. Is pure fear, and I don't know where I am every time I wake up from a nap on the road. Because I've been in so many hotels that sometimes they look similar, and then you're like, "What city am I in?" And you're like, "When is it?"
Well, also, there's something in the air in hotels.
Yeah. Makes you want to beat off. Am I right?
Oh, hell yeah, dude.
The door shuts.
Yes.
Like,
yes.
Let's go. I'm back in my kennel.
Yeah. So anyway, she just kept snoring. It kept scaring me.
Did you pass out?
No, it wasn't that bad. But towards the end, it was like, a movie that made me pass out, though, is this movie Creep. You ever seen that movie?
No.
With Mark Duplass.
Oh, shit.
He plays a serial killer. I just saw the trailer
where a guy goes to like his cabin.
Yeah.
To like, what is it? Interview him?
He's to interview a serial killer. Yeah. And so the guy's saying like, Mark Duplass plays a serial killer, and it's like a found footage thing.
Yeah, it's like a Blair Witch.
Yeah, exactly. But the second one
did Creep 2.
And she like, so it's the main person is a vlogger girl.
All right.
And so she's like hanging out, and he like falls in love with her, and he's like, we should kill ourselves. And then he starts stabbing himself. And that's what made me like fucking goat.
When you wake up from that, here's my question. Cause I would say one of my favorite videos of all time that made me laugh the hardest is, you know, at carnivals or amusement parks, the ride where two people are strapped in and then they pull you back.
Oh,
and
yeah.
They shoot you. There's the a slingshot? Great one, DMX with his daughter.
Yeah.
Where he's being a sweetheart.
Yeah.
He's like, it's all right, baby. We fly in. And he's like loving it. She's
you
like,
gotta be all right.
And he's like, oh, we got this. It's great.
Yeah.
What my favorite video of that is, there's a guy that keeps passing out and waking up and being so afraid he passes out.
Dude,
again.
Yeah.
So he goes, ah, and he's up and he goes, oh.
That's me, bro.
And he wakes up and goes, ah.
Yeah, that's me.
One of my favorite videos of all time.
I will never ride that ride at all. Or so like even roller coasters, I think I'm done.
Really?
Yeah.
So my question to you is, if you pass out watching a movie, if you go
and then I wake up and it's still going on,
will you pass out again?
No. No.
You'll just go like...
I wake up...
disassociated? Like,
disassociated, sweaty.
I wake up, curl into the back of the room and like...
I just stop looking at it and I turn it off. You know, I'll wake up and be like, I can't, and like, I'm sweaty and I have to get naked and like...
You have to go take a shower and be in an army blanket? What?
Oh, yeah. I mean, I'm passing out all the time. One time during COVID, I went to the CityMD to check to see if I had the antibodies because everyone was saying you have to do that.
Yeah.
And everybody's on their fucking high horse about shit that you got to do with your body. Yeah, you know what I mean?
Yeah,
so everybody's going like, go to the CityMD and get blood taken. I hate getting blood taken, and I didn't need anything that day.
Because Katie passes out with needle stuff.
It's called vasovagal.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
So the doctor... who he came in and I'm going to take 50% of the blame here because I didn't eat all day and I smoked a joint on the way there.
And so you're high and you already pass out easy.
Exactly.
Good move.
So.
No, it's real smart.
Fuck you, man.
Good job, dude. Why don't you have a couple
drinks? I'm the victim.
Why don't you have a couple drinks and drive home?
Yeah, that's exactly what that was. That's exactly what that was. Oh, yeah. Cool, dude. Hey.
It's my favorite line in any Adam Sandler movie of all time. Is he goes, didn't you get left at the altar? He goes, yeah, my parents died in a car accident when I was 12. You want to talk about that? He goes, why do we want to talk about that? Alabama Slim. He goes, yeah, it's a good idea. Why don't you have some drinks? Drive home.
What movie is that?
Wedding Singer.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah.
Great movie.
Awesome.
I mean, top 10 Sandler flicks.
He's got about 10 that are just pure bangers.
So I go there and the doctor says to me, he goes, he smells the weed on me, and he goes, oh.
You like to party.
Exactly. He said something around that.
You ever done anal nitrate?
And I... he goes,
excuse me?
He goes,
we
he
call
goes,
those...
He's pies. Got a cracker.
Yeah.
He goes, you should try this.
All right. Let's test to see if you got to. Okay. This is a man after my own heart. He's like, doing whippets. He's like...
He goes, oh, didn't know you like to get wet.
Oh, I didn't know you like to dance before you fuck. Okay, I'm about to hit you with this needle, but first let me get in my headspace. You do opiates? One hit for like 30. Open your hand. How much do you weigh?
He takes out a little mirror. He goes, no way.
It's nuts. Where'd you go to high school? Go Mustangs. Am I right? He's just going through. He goes, one for you, one for me, one for you,
two for me. He's going up.
I love the idea of just being an absolute corrupt pharmacist. Yeah. Going like, Friday for you, Friday for me.
So he goes, he says, he's like, oh, so he's like, you smoke weed, huh? And I was like, yeah, I guess. Which I was already like, why are you even mentioning it? Yeah. And I was like, well, you know, I get a little nervous because I, you know, and I say to him, I go, because this is how I usually tell doctors, I'll go, I'm a bit of a pussy when it comes to needles.
Very medical. I like that you exactly. I'm sure they appreciate the use of medical terms. Well, hey, I'm a big fat pussy and I get scared of needles. He goes, Poseidus. A lot of kids in middle school are diagnosed with that.
He goes, oh yeah. He goes, oh yeah, you got Poseidus.
Yeah, probably dry dick too. When was the last time you got some punani?
You know, I kind of like the drip. You know, some people don't like that.
I like throat. The drip.
he's like, I get it. I'm robo tripping right now.
He goes, I'm on some lean. Call me Lil Wayne. Everything is in slow-mo.
But I said to him, I go, I'm a bit of a pussy. And he said, he goes, language? He did the language thing at me.
Breaking story, because you brought up a point that I have forgotten about, but recently was talking to my friend Dez about this, and that is when grown people correct grown people's language in a way that's nerdy.
Yeah.
If there are children around, if there are the elderly around, and you're really letting it rip, I understand someone going like, because I'm loud and I cuss a lot.
Yeah.
So I get it. Nate is constantly that friend around me that's like, I mean, come on. Yeah. There's a kid right there.
Yeah.
And I'm like, well, they should learn what an anal sock is. Well, maybe a prolapsed asshole is something they need to look into.
Yeah.
But that exact situation, it's like, hey, you're a doctor or you're a pharmacist.
Yeah.
Shut the fuck up. Well,
real doctors, when I say that, they go, totally get it.
Yeah.
And they like
real doctors.
Real doctors.
No,
you hear
drug
that?
Drug pushers.
City MD. You know what City MD is? You know, it's like the cafeteria in a hospital.
Mm-hmm.
It's like if they looked at that and they went, let's just have people start doing shit in there too.
Just want to take people down here while they get applesauce.
Right. Why don't we have the lunch lady start working
that's
on some
good.
People?
Let's just have her come in and poke and prod them.
Right.
But the cussing thing, this is years ago. PlayStation 5 just came out. I still have my PlayStation 4. It's all video games.
Dude, this whole, like, you got a lot of PlayStation stories.
But I couldn't find a PlayStation 4 controller on the road. So I went to a GameStop where they said they had them. And I went, and the guy behind the counter, I was like, do you have PlayStation 4 controllers? He's like, no, only PlayStation 5. And I go, ah, damn it, I'm fucked again. And he goes, language? Like that. And I was like, dude, no. We're at a GameStop, nerd.
Right? Were there children present or anything?
It was me and him in the store.
Dude, I will fight somebody if they do that.
What?
Language? Fucking language? You fucking...
Yeah. Oh, does that hurt your fucking ears, you pussy?
Yeah, goes, I'll start saying things that I don't even...
But then he takes it real. He goes, yeah.
Yeah, he goes, oh, he's autistic.
Oh, God. You walk out, you go, no. Oh, he's got the mind of a child.
He was kind of retarded.
Ah. You know what? I wouldn't have swung at that if I knew.
So anyway, they're trying to... So now I'm like not...
So you say you're a pussy. This guy gets mad.
I say I'm a pussy.
He also knows that you're...
A little high. A little fucking high. And he goes, oh, but what he said about it was he's like, so you like to smoke weed? And I was like, huh? And he goes, I smelt it, so I had to say something. And my brain is immediately going, no, you fucking didn't. So now I'm angry. I'm on edge. He said language. So now I feel nervous.
You're a visitor.
Yeah.
You feel very away.
Yeah. And then he was trying to get it. And even the thought of going like, you know, when somebody's like, okay, go like this.
Yeah.
Even the going like this makes me like not now,
yeah,
but like,
nervous.
Yeah.
Because
yeah,
you know
I'm
it's coming. You know you're about to get pricked.
Exactly.
Trying to see if my words will make you faint. And then there's just me being genuinely concerned, going, Brendan, wake up.
Sir, you just passed out.
Brendan, we're still on the podcast.
That's what happens. You just go, I don't know if you've ever fainted before.
Yeah, well, I used to
out.
Do the pass out game in seventh grade. Where
that's
they,
crazy.
Where your friends would push on your chest and you pass out.
Yeah, and then
out.
You stand up really quickly.
So you stand against the wall. And someone pushes against your chest and you pass out.
Oh, yeah.
It's very dangerous and should not have been done.
I know.
But we did it a lot. But that feeling, so my pass out story was,
yeah, that's crazy.
You also could hold the side of your neck and you'd pass out if you took a bunch of deep breaths.
Dude.
Both Homeless Pimp and Brendan are gonna be like, what the fuck are you talking about? But I used to do this, so you do this thing where it was like popular for a week in seventh grade. I don't know. But I remember being at the front of my seventh grade science class and going, you guys don't pass out. You bend over like this. And then you go like this, and then the next thing I know, I was getting up off the floor, and my teacher was walking in, and I was like,
So dude, it must have been so funny to everyone else around. Like, you don't pass out, first you do this, and then you're going to Jesus, man.
Soda!
Like, all right. Okay, well, class.
Let's learn about moss.
Yeah. Well, yeah. Dude, passing out is not, it's not
so
fun.
He says, like, oh, you got a little weed. So, then
I black out.
And he tells you to do this.
So we're doing this. He cannot find the vein. And I just woke up on the floor. And he went, sir. He's like slapping my face. He's like, sir. I'm like, he's like, you just passed out and then you had a seizure.
No.
Which has happened before.
No.
Which, yeah.
That's way scarier.
I know. And then he was like, so do you, and then I look at
sorry about the weed. He's like, apologizing. You can cuss. You can fucking cuss. Just come back
yeah,
to us.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. He goes, and this is why you shouldn't smoke weed. Yeah. Anyway, that'll be $50.
That was a cussing seizure. You had a seizure because you cussed. Maybe if you watched your language, your brain wouldn't
turn on
you.
Yeah, seems like the devil didn't like
that. The devil inside of you.
And I looked in the doorway and there was a bunch of like nurses and shit staring at me. And then I just left. So it's like the Mulaney joke that he did. But it was like, it really is that, where I went there for no reason, passed out, had a seizure, got up and went home.
He just had a bunch of nurses going like, did you see that boy faint?
I heard it's because he cousin.
Yeah. I heard he steals stuff from Target.
Full seasons.
Dude, that's fucking insane.
Yeah.
Waking up out of a, do you ever talk when you wake up out of passing out?
I don't know. I can't even tell.
You wake up and you're like, the medallion is in the library.
Well, I used to, during the pandemic, when I was drinking,
yeah,
I would, cause Katie Boyle lived near me.
Sure.
So I would go to her place and we would just watch movies all night. And we were watching Creep 2 and that's when I passed out and I went on the ground and I was having a seizure and she said she was like just staring at me and she was like I was trying not to laugh, you know, she's Irish, so she's like looking at me going like, yeah. You know, like,
we call that an English nightmare. That's all you're having. The queen is in your brain. That's what they say in Ireland when you have a seizure.
What do they call?
Look at that. The UK. Yeah.
What do they call the Irish genocide? Like the troubles.
Oh, the troubles.
Oh, he's having a bit of the troubles.
Looks like his brain went back to the troubles. His brain is on the fritz. Irish people not understanding seizures. Yeah. Oh, look at that. He's doing that little floor jig.
Yeah, he's calling that the troubles jig.
Yeah. Oh, look at that. His brain turned.
She starts dancing next to me. I'm on the floor like this. She's like,
oh, this is how we start every learning to dance. With a boy too scared of needles.
Dude, that's so funny. You wake up with an Irish woman broken. Are you dead? Did you see the future? Do you know what the winning lotto numbers are? Do you have them?
The
do you have magical
so
powers? They just automatically
funny.
Assume you have magical powers.
Can you fly or lift a car above your head?
Dude, yeah. So it's
that's
not,
nuts.
It's not, it's crazy.
And it's not, has anyone diagnosed what the seizures are?
No. Seizures only happen twice. So I think.
That doctor and Katie Boyle.
Yeah. Yeah.
Damn. What an audience. I would freak out.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I did. After the city.
People passing out, I don't do well with it.
Yeah.
Now, if it's alcohol induced, I'm the man to have around. I grew up with that. I'm like a triage nurse.
Yeah, but
I can get you. I'll get pillows behind your back. I'll put a nice Pedialyte next to you.
And I think there's
you
a
mean,
difference,
times
though.
I put a blanket on a drunk parent? Even anyone who has will immediately know with my wrist flick that I have.
Yeah.
And you go, I love you.
Yeah, the drunker
I'll
they are, the more of a.
Yeah, you go. Can't believe the Nuggets lost. Putting it over me, sweet mother.
Over me, sweet mother.
Oh, you're having, oh, you're doing a little floor jig.
Dude, that makes me laugh so hard picturing her doing like an Irish behind the while I'm having a full on seizure.
Like,
I fucking love that. Holy shit.
Drunken lullabies.
Did you, do you have anything coming out? Anything to plug?
I have a special coming out soon. We just recorded it. Well, filmed it.
Where at?
It's going to be on my YouTube, probably.
So go sign up for your YouTube page.
Yeah, sign up. Brendan Sagalow on YouTube. Subscribe.
And then add Brendan Sagalow on Twitter, Instagram.
All that shit, yeah. When's this coming out?
I don't know.
Well, If it's coming out this month, I'll be at the port where you just were.
Dude, that place fucking
rules. It looks like it rules, yeah.
It rules. It is a tiny little awesome stacked room ran by a comic. Green Room is really fun. Yeah. Their audiences are great. It's like in Baltimore proper. Yeah. Port fucking rules.
I'll be there 26th and 27th.
Hell yeah. Go check out Brent Sagalo. He's also going to be on the road with me. We've got some dates coming up together.
That's so fun, man.
Yeah, we had a great time doing Albany and Vermont. And yeah, got some stuff in March coming up. I'll see if you're free for.
I'm free, baby. I'm free.
Oh. Just don't go passing out on me. Now that I know that, you're dude, almost a liability to have on the road. I'm going to have to watch you in stores.
Well, that's why I can't like ever go on the road with Bert Kreischer because he's like making everybody do like oxygen. Yeah. And there's so many pictures of like you Sam and Mark being like, you know? I'm like, that would fucking kill me.
You waking up out of a seizure to him squeal laughing at you passing out.
Fucking out of seizure. Yeah.
Oh my God, dude. Don't pass out when we're on the road.
I wake up like it's like a horror movie with like that hat sewed to my head. Like his...
Now you're a part of our family. Nah, he's the sweetest. And you rule, dude. You rule. I love you. Thanks for coming by and doing this.
Thanks for having me.
That's it.